will be on the record. Anything from the parties before we continue with questions from the commission? Commissioner LaVar, anything further?
Were there any thoughts on the question I asked before the break?
Yeah, we discussed this while you were out, and I don't want to speak for all the parties, but I think our general consensus is that we view these, the updates to the avoided cost modeling as being an issue specific to one company and not generally applicable to electric utilities. And for that reason, we don't think that the 63G3201 subsection 2C would likely require this to be a rule. And we think it would be appropriate to include these provisions that are in the stipulation in the order to give better public notice and also help remind the parties down the road that it'll be easier to find the consent order.
Can you just back up?
Sorry.
Easier to?
It'll be easier and more readily available in a commission order, I think, for parties who might not be present today to see and understand the updates and the agreement to the updates in the stipulation. And to be clear on record, those are updates to inputs to the avoided cost model. I think that generally summarizes what we discussed while we were out of the room, and that is the division's position on that matter.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Jetter. Anything on that specific subject, anything from any other council before?
The company agrees with our interpretation.
Pardon me?
The company agrees with the division's interpretation.
Thank you. I just have a couple of questions as well, and then that leaves questions for the witnesses and then questions of council about a couple of procedural items. If we look at page 38.1, and in particular paragraph 3, which discusses the interconnection process, it seemed to me, and it seemed to the commission, that it would be useful if there was a reference at that point to section 2B, where the interconnection process is described. So it's certainly not an imperative thing, but we provide a lot of internal references in this section, this preface section, and that seems to me to be one that would be helpful. Mr. Clemens, would you have a comment about that, or do you have any objection to that?
No objection. I think that would be helpful as well.
And then just a thought about the links to the company's interconnection forms and agreements. As we tried to follow what's described on page 3810, item B, I'll give you a second to get there. That is original sheet number 3810, item B. At the bottom of the page, there's a reference to the electronic location of the company's interconnection forms and agreements, and it's at least to us, it seemed that we needed to go to the Oregon generation interconnection qualifying facility area of the company's information in order to find the forms that would be applicable in Utah. So I just ask that you check that out, Mr. Clements, and if there's a little bug in the system there, if you could repair that.
Okay, we received that directly from CIFLA Transmission, so we will go and confer with that. We certainly would like to fix that.
Might even be as simple as just deleting the word Oregon from the characterization of what forms are available at that location, so that it would just read generation interconnection qualifying facilities. Then just some feedback with regard to the concept of months, as that term is used in Schedule 38. We think it would be helpful if there was some definition that's consistent with the one that you, Mr. Clements, described in your testimony. Would any of the parties object to that addition?
No objection to that revision. And I don't either. I guess the one question that arose in my mind is, but if it ended on, it was the 30th, and the 2 months hence was, or 31st, the 2 months hence only had 30 or 28. Do we need to explain all that, or should we turn them all into 30-day periods? I don't mind either one. It's easier to think in terms of 6 months than 180 days, but it's more precise to talk in 180 days. So I guess I open that for your thought, or the commission's thought.
I think with that point being raised by Mr. Dodge, probably would be best to include a definition that says whenever a month is used in the tariff, it intends to say 30 days. And then you can do the math from there. Since we've had issues in the past where a day matters in terms of timing, in an abundance of caution, I think it'd be worthwhile to have it to the exact day. So we would not be opposed to defining a month as used in this tariff to mean 30 days.
Thank you. I think that would be helpful. The question for the office, Mr. Bostock expressed the office's desire to examine the terms draft and proposed in more detail as they're used. I'm referring to item 2 of the action request that's been discussed earlier. We just are interested in procedurally how we would hear from the office on the office's conclusion of the office's review of that issue. Would you like to file something in a few days that expresses the office's position, or how do you intend to address that?
But I think probably that would be the case. Commissioner, I think what we would proposes that if we had any objections, that we would file some appropriate document to make you aware of those, but otherwise, you know, feel the need to comment if there's no comment necessary.
Okay, thank you. We'd expect you to do that within the week, is that?
That's very good.
And finally, we've talked about some minor stylistic adjustments to the schedule that's incorporated into the settlement agreement. So as a matter of process, have council thought about how the commission would receive those and act on the settlement agreement as it's been proposed, but with the adjustments that have been discussed today.
Commissioner, I believe that Mr. Clemens addressed that, or I thought he did at the beginning when he gave his summary. And I believe that what he suggested was that just like in any other situation where we have some time for you to write your order and issue it, that you would write it accordingly with, you know, approve the stipulation with the edits that were agreed upon on the day of hearing, and then provide the company with 30 days, or I don't know if that's, is it 30 days? 30 days time to file the updated and corrected Schedule 38. I believe that's how you typically would do that, and the company's position is that we would agree to do that as well in this case.
And if I may add, what would be helpful would be to have a list of what those items were, just an abundance of caution, so that the company makes sure that it addresses all the commission's desires in terms of the items that differ are in addition to the stipulation that were discussed at the hearing today.
Would you like that provided now or in a written form? It seems to me maybe what might be best is if we issue some kind of interim order, but I don't want to disturb the parties' agreements regarding the stipulation, and so that's our concern, is that I guess what I'm saying is we're interested if any party feels like the adjustments we've discussed today in any way alter their agreement to the settlement agreement. And the Mr. Jetter, any thoughts on that from the divisions?
Speaking for the division, I think we agree with everything that's been discussed today as far as edits to those chair sheets, and we'd be happy to proceed and however you would like to, as far as getting those changed so that they accurately reflect what we've discussed today.
Mr. Holst.
On behalf of the office, I don't think the changes proposed, as we understand that you're going to file us to our written stipulation, so whatever is most convenient for your commission, I guess.
Okay. Anything from Ms. Hayes or Mr. Dodge?
No, I would say I agree. Paragraph 33 allows a party to withdraw if there's a material change in the commission's order from the stipulation. We don't view any of these as material.
That is Utah Clean Energy's position as well.
Okay. Perhaps then to move the process along, let me try to summarize what I think we've done this morning in relation to adjustments. And I'm going to use the action request as a guide. First, we have the changes to the application paragraph that Mr. Clemens described, including that is adding the two sentences that he quoted to the paragraph that is in the proposed Schedule 38. Second, we have use of the term proposed in all instances where the terms draft or proposed are used in schedule the Schedule 38 that's attached to the settlement agreement. Given the explanation of Section 1B10 and or the reference to Section 1B10 on sheet 38.2, I believe there won't be any adjustment necessary there. We've discussed conceptually a definition for the term months, and I think there's agreement on the concepts, and so we would expect the company to prepare a consistent definition and insert it at the appropriate place in the schedule. And the contact addresses have been, are now complete, and now we'll expect to see them in the schedule. That is those email addresses that are listed that are incomplete in what was in the form of the schedule that was filed with the settlement agreement. And on page 38.1, item three, that item would be followed by a reference to section 2B, where the interconnection process is described. Those are the changes as I've noted them.
Plus, Mr. Commissioner, the link, making sure the link.
The link works, right. Thank you. Is there anything else? Let's be off the record for a moment. Just let you all reflect for a minute